A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is A3O News on the go.
With the Friday A3O on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A man and woman are hospitalized after a stabbing in Brooklyn Park. A heat dome is headed for much of the state, and Minnesota Lynx coach Cheryl Reeve is celebrating after breaking a major record. But first, the Trump administration revokes the legal status of a Minnesota man who received a controversial pardon from Governor Tim Walz and other members of the Minnesota Board of Pardons last month.
The pardon of Laotian national Tu Lu Vang effectively shielded him from his pending deportation, according to Department of Homeland Security officials. The now 42-year-old was convicted 20 years ago of sexually assaulting a child when he was 18 and the victim was 10. That victim wrote a letter to the Board of Pardons saying they forgive Vang, wanted him to be able to stay with his family, and urged the board to grant the pardon. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Vang has been removed from the United States.
Because of our action, this foreign criminal will never pose a threat to any American ever again.
Vang's pardon sparked political attacks from local and national Republican Party leaders that Democrats are soft on crime and immigration enforcement. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A man and woman were hospitalized after a stabbing early this morning in Brooklyn Park. Police say a woman reported she'd been stabbed by their adult male domestic partner at their home in the 6600 block of Bethia Lane. That's when officers approached the home. That man came out and had multiple wounds from an edged weapon. Both were taken to the hospital. Their conditions are unknown. So far, there have been no arrests. Inver Grove Heights police say one person was arrested Wednesday during what's being called a proactive human trafficking enforcement operation. That suspect's name has not been released, but police say the individual was soliciting a minor and that the operation had involved South St. Paul and West St. Paul police departments. A pilot was hospitalized last night after his small plane crashed in rural Winona County.
The crash was reported just before 7 o'clock last night near the intersection of Winona County Road 33 and County Road 6. Investigators say the 62-year-old man was attempting to make an emergency landing after experiencing engine trouble when the crash happened. The crash took place just 2 weeks after a 74-year-old pilot was killed in a plane crash at the Winona Airport. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
High humidity is set to drive up feels-like temperatures across the region. A heat dome is transitioning into the area. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Struess.
Some of the data says, hey, every day is going to be above 100 degrees. Right now, we're erring on the side of caution. We do not necessarily think we're going to have 4 days of triple digits here, but what may feel like the triple digits will be those heat index values.
He says they will continue tracking the pattern to determine if heat advisories or additional safety warnings become necessary. Minnesota Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve is celebrating after breaking the WNBA's record for most regular season wins. Following the historic 380th victory on Wednesday, players surprised their head coach in the locker room with an impromptu confetti-filled reception. Reeve later described the post-game scene as the best party she'd ever attended.
That was really exciting. It was lit. I ate all the way down, you know, so it was great.
The team will return to the court tomorrow to face the New York Liberty at home. 36 new foods and 9 new vendors will make their debut this summer at the Great Minnesota Get-Together. One of the new vendors includes the first new building built at the fair since 2018, the Summer Lakes Boathouse. Food and beverage manager Danielle Dillinger.
They came out with a top-notch proposal with a Lake Minnesota theme with their cocktails and mocktails. They have been a vendor at the fair before, just serving their drinks, but now they're also going to be serving food. We're absolutely thrilled to be launching this at the 2026 Minnesota State Fair.
The building will be located on the southwest corner of Randall and Underwood Street, just west of the Great Big Wheel. The inaugural Minnesota Country Club Music Festival gets underway today at Harriet Island, with country, rock roots, and Americana groups continuing into tomorrow. Among those performing is the Minneapolis-based indie group The Last Revel, with Vinny Duntel on fiddle and upright bass.
Kind of picking up a guitar with friends growing up around the cities and just kind of singing somewhere in between folk and punk. And that came from listening to a lot of Irish fiddle tunes and folks like Charlie Parr and punk music.
They'll be on stage tonight along with Treaty Oak Revival and the Beach Boys, with Red Clay Strays, Jesse Murph, and Trampled by Turtles performing tomorrow. Finally, the Minneapolis Textile Center is hosting its third annual slow fashion sale today and tomorrow.
If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind item, this is the place to be. But we wondered, first of all, what is a slow fashion sale?
Everything in here was donated by members of our community, and all of it was either made by them or someone they know.
Erin Husted is operations manager.
Some of it was creatively upcycled or mended, and so you might find pieces in here like a t-shirt from Target, but then someone dyed it and made it their own.
She says in the 3 years they've held the sale, it's tripled in size, attracting all kinds of customers, including Lawrence Hutera, a local actor and singer.
What are you wearing right now?
Well, this is a kimono, which I'm not going to get because it's too long.
It is a bit long.
Yeah.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.